This podcast replay is brought to you by Sloman's Home Security. The first 40 Big O listeners right now, dial 1-800-ALARM-ME. We'll get this limited time offer, a free doorbell camera that connects directly to your smartphone with installation of your Sloman's Shield. Call 1-800-ALARM-ME. Keep your family safe. Call 1-800-ALARM-ME.
The Tua-Tyreek relationship has stirred up all kinds of emotions with people. I really enjoy, in a way, because I feel good about Tua. And I listen, outside of injuries, I don't worry about this kid. I don't worry about him playing. I think he's will figure everything out. I think he can make every throw in the book. I am not worried whatsoever about Tua Tagovailoa. Okay? None. To me, as I've said from the get-go, it's been more about the environment around him that's been toxic, that's been irresponsible, that's been just, I don't know, mind-blowing because none of it makes any sense, the shit that they've done around him. But now, it's nice to see that he's in a much better place. He's a guy that now feels comfortable with his environment, and now he can be himself, which I think that's the part that, you know, we just talked about it with Omar yesterday, just talked about it with Cam. And I think a lot of you are going to realize this. What happened the last 2 years was it actually hurt Tua, didn't help Tua. And now you're going to actually see the real Tua. And I think you're going to be able to see a guy grow, which I think is really, really important overall. And I saw this article for Trevor Lawrence, and I laughed, and I'm gonna read this article for you, or read just a little excerpt of the article, because I've just found it, you know, funny. And this is sometimes, and listen, media and fans are guilty. Fans obviously are guilty as hell usually, because they, you know, a lot of them don't really read into things the right way, but a lot of media members also F up. Okay, we'll call out the media members too. But Jags coordinator Mike McCoy says sophomore quarterback Trevor Lawrence is making quicker decisions this offseason, according to John Shipley of SI. Changing plays at the line of scrimmage is a new development for Lawrence, who in 21, quarterbacked by Jacksonville offense by the clueless Urban Meyer, Lawrence said last year was really my first time really dealing with checking in and out of things, getting us in the right play, good matchup, routes, whatever it is. In OTAs and minicamps this offseason, Lawrence has demonstrated his ability to adjust to defenses, tweaking plays on the fly, and playing faster should make the offense superior to the predictable, inefficient Jacksonville offense of 2021. Here's my problem with narratives. Trevor Lawrence wasn't the problem last year. The environment was his problem, just like Tua Tagovailoa. Okay, the environment is your problem, just like when you watch Steve Young in Tampa and then you watch him in San Francisco. It's the environment that's around you that will not allow you to succeed. As Cam Wolf mentioned, David Carr, Derek's older brother, who came into the league and was super talented but got sacked 70 times a year, was beaten to a pulp. Maybe that's why he never became the guy. Sometimes your environment will ruin you and you don't have a chance to succeed. You know what I'm saying? And so that's my problem with these narratives. And they do this with Tua all the time, and we've talked about this. Oh, they made excuses for Tua. Well, wait a minute. Is it a fact that the line sucked, or is that an excuse? It's a fact, right? Is it a fact that the running game didn't work, or is that an excuse? No, it's a fact. Is it a fact that they didn't have a quarterback's coach or an offensive line coach or an offensive coordinator that knew what the hell they were doing? Is that an excuse, or is that a fact? But then you spin it as excuses, and then you create your narrative. And the same thing with Trevor Lawrence. Well, he's making faster reads. No, he didn't have people to show him last year, because you probably had a moron that thought you could still call plays from the sidelines and let everybody else read, you know, off the signals instead of cards. Because that's Urban Meyer. Urban Meyer was the problem for Trevor Lawrence. Trevor Lawrence is not a problem. Trevor Lawrence will be fine. Tua will be fine. But nobody's going to succeed if you got shit around you. And that's the difference. So when I saw that Trevor Lawrence story, I thought about Tua. Because you create these narratives because you're the ones that end up, you know, you don't watch that they're burying these kids by not helping them succeed.